This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Flagstaff has long been a training destination for world-class athletes. The high altitude makes their bodies produce more red blood cells and absorb more oxygen, which in turn builds their endurance and speed. Canadian exercise physiologist Trent Stellingworth wants to know what else happens when elite athletes train at 7,000 feet.
So there are three or four key things that we hope that we're looking at. One is impact of iron on red blood cell production. The second would be impact of energy balance on bone mineral density and injury and illness rate. And then the impact of training load, because we're also assessing how much people train or don't train and what that does on red blood cells.
Stellingworth is a researcher in the largest ever altitude study on athletes. He's working with 45 of the world's fastest endurance runners who've gathered to train at Northern Arizona University. 27-year-old Jessica O'Connell of British Columbia is ranked 22nd in the world in the 5,000-meter race.
I've seen the nutrition data so far, and it was very eye-opening. I realized that I'm not eating as many carbs as I perhaps need, which was surprising to me because I feel like I eat a fairly normal diet, but I'm also trying to lean out a little bit going into the competition season, so it does make sense. But that's something I'll look at once I get home to make sure that I'm getting all the energy that I need.
The data informs O'Connell and Stellingworth about deficiencies in minerals and vitamins. They can identify gaps in nutrition, training, and even sleep patterns. Stellingworth says that could make the difference between a super fast athlete and an Olympic champion. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.